327, go ahead. This is WRXE 485.
WRXE 485.
It's not Marty, is it?
Yes, sir, it is. Good to hear from you, Wes.
Yeah, I never memorized the call sign, but I certainly memorized the voice. I haven't heard talk to you in a million years. How you doing?
I'm doing real good, man. Good. Driving.
Yeah, your signal's kind of in and out. I'm driving too. I'm on Upper River. Is it upper or lower at this point? I don't remember. Anyways, heading into town for no good reason other than cabin fever, right?
Yeah, I do that occasionally too. Just go for a drive. I do have to take a trip into town at some point today, restocking some supplies.
Yeah, I try to integrate that, and I might be able to catch the tail end of the growers market. Nothing I'm looking for, but it's just nice to see all the smiling faces and all this stuff. It's kind of a good vibe, that growers market.
Yeah, I've actually never been. I'm kind of on a meat kick right now, and it's working real well for me.
What was that? What's working well?
Doing the carnivore thing.
Well, they have meat down there. there's some beef, producers that I believe it's probably frozen, but there's even that. So it's not all vegetables and fruits.
That's good to know, man. See what assumption gets you. So yeah, off to go check it out. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, that market's known for, good, pure, kind of organic type stuff. That probably includes the beef too, I'm pretty sure. Just, local ranchers, so to speak. But anyways. Yeah, I've done that occasionally. It's a good way to go for sure. Lowers a lot of inflammation and things like that. Anyways, so you still doing the same stuff for work?
Yeah, just incrementally expanding as the shop grows and get more people. We keep adding more cars to the fleet. So, yeah, staying busy, busy, busy. And yeah, it's good. I like it. I don't get bored.
Yeah, it seems like an activity that would, keep you engaged. Also, it's got good positive, karma to it. You're helping out a lot. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty well-rounded as far as physical activity and mental stimulation, problem-solving, and interacting with people and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's the full meal deal. It's good. Good for me.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm looking over here at the wispy smoke coming out of the Port Shanty fire. It's not as bad as it was when it started, but I understand it's still burning pretty bad, so fortunately it looks like it's all blowing kind of east of here, east or southeast.
Yeah, Yeah, it's like two hills away from where the shop is, but on the back side. So just kind of keeping an eye on it. But notice they didn't have any air traffic yesterday, so I figured they must have had a pretty good handle on it.
Last time I looked at it, it was 407 acres. And it was about, at the time, it was like 4% contained, which isn't that much. But I don't know, they might have got ahead of it, or at least we got some pretty good crews around here that know what they're doing.
Yeah, I had some guy on the company messaging app that we use Signal, reporting that it was under, that it was contained, it was under control.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, fortunately, I mean, you know, the wind has a lot to do with it. So if we'd had, you know, strong winds, it might have been different. But it seems pretty calm right now. Which is, and it's not that hot either. It's only 81, and my car's telling me that it's 81. So we definitely had the really high temperatures slightly abate.
Yeah, I agree. Perfect conditions for fighting a fire, if you have to fight a fire.
I never forgot about your offer to do some recording, by the way. I tried over in Medford with a Emmy-nominated producer guy. It didn't work out too well. He had ideas of what my stuff should sound like. And it did not, it wasn't exactly what I was looking for. But, I mean, he's still a friend and all that. It's just I don't want to pay him to record. But, anyway, you'd be interested to know, just to get a feel for what I've been doing, I did a house concert, and a friend recorded the whole thing, hour and 41 minutes of mostly originals. And she's like, you need to make a YouTube channel to put this file on. It's like, oh, do I have to really? Okay, so I created this YouTube channel. So if you're bored and you got an hour and 41 minutes that you want to abuse your ears, you could look it up on YouTube.
I got a tablet open in front of me right now, open to YouTube. I was watching something with the radio on one side and the tablet on the other on my desk here. What's the YouTube channel, bro?
It's called Pacific Northwest. Little play on words. Pacific North, W-E-S, which is my first name. And you could probably look at, I'm gonna put some keywords in so somebody could look it up by call sign, too. I forgot to do that. But anyways, that's the idea. It'll probably pop up.
Yeah, I'll poke it in and I'll take a look for it and check it out for sure. And the offer still stands if you just want to sit down with some equipment and whatnot. And yeah, not get too over production minded or anything. Just keep it simple, keep it folky. All right?
Yeah, folky is good. Thank you. You read my mind, man. Not funky, folky. Or maybe a little funky, mostly funky, though. Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to parallel park this rig. So, stand by.
Use that backup cam.